But the data tell a different story. Researchers have found that popular presidents tend to attract young people to their party, while unpopular presidents repel them. Those formative attitudes are persistent. If you're disenchanted by a Republican president as a teenager, you're disproportionately more likely to vote for Democrats well into your adult life. One Pew study of 2012 data found that those who turned 18 during the unpopular Republican Richard Nixon years were more likely to vote for Democrat Barack Obama, while those who turned 18 just a decade later, during the prosperous Ronald Reagan years, tended to vote for Obama's GOP opponent in the 2012 presidential race, Mitt Romney. In several studies, Andrew Gelman, a political scientist at Columbia University, and Yair Gitza, chief scientist at Catalyst, a data provider for the Democratic and Progressive organizations, found that political events experienced between the ages of 14 and 24 have roughly tripled the impact of events experienced later in life. Their research focused on white voters, since longitudinal data on voters of color is more difficult to find. It's much more about cohort than age, Gelman says. One way of understanding these up and down trend lines over the decades is asking what happened when people were young. Consider then the millennial generation's experience of America so far. For many, their political awakening came on September 11, 2001, when Ocasio-Cortez, then a seventh grader, remembers coming home early from school and watching the towers fall on television, wondering whether her mom would be home from work in time for the apocalypse. Representative Max Rose, then a high school freshman, surprised his parents after the tragedy by hanging an American flag in his messy teenage bedroom in New York City. Stefanik, who was a high school senior in Albany, New York, remembers watching a friend collapse on the floor because her sister worked in one of the towers. The friend's sister was ultimately found safe. "It's one of the reasons I wanted to go into public policy," Stefanik told me later. "On that day, we became a globally aware generation." The millennials who enlisted to fight in the endless wars that followed would learn firsthand the consequences of American foreign policy. Crenshaw, who was also in high school on 9/11, lost his eye in Afghanistan while serving as a Navy SEAL, completing a mission he thought was a misguided use of resources by Obama's Pentagon. Rose was injured by an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan. His life was saved by a new kind of Stryker vehicle that has been recently funded by Congress. When Buttigieg arrived in Afghanistan as a naval intelligence officer in 2014, his fellow officers told him the war was over. He spent most of his nights in his bunk reading Tolstoy's War and Peace and thinking about the question Vietnam veteran John Kerry once asked during congressional testimony: "How do you ask a man to be the last man to die for a mistake?"